In this house of Guru Ramdas, we'll chant the Shabad Dhandan Ramdas Guruji Nasiriya Tine Savariya. And the beauty of this Shabad is that when we recite it, we bring forth the energy of Guru Ramdas, and the energy of Guru Ramdas is that through any challenge, any separation, the transformation can occur, that you become one with God, that you become the grace of God, as Guru Ramdas did in his own life. So this Shabad, Dhan Dhan Ramdas Guru, hail, hail Guru Ramdas, Jin Siriya Tene Savariya, the one who made you beautiful, has set you upon the throne.
Puri hoi karamat apsirjan hare tarya. That great miracle, that great grace by the Guru's Gurprasad that transformed the simple and humble Guru Jitta, that transformed a simple man who was selling berries on the street to gain the throne of Rajyog, to be given the throne, Puri hoi karamat. By the miracle of Akalpurkh Parameshwar Waheguruji, the Creator Himself puts Guru Ramdas on His throne.
Sikhiyate sangati parbrahm kar namaskarya. Through the miracle of Guru Ramdas, the Sangat, the Sikhs, and also people of all faiths, have been given the opportunity to really bow to Akal Purakh, to really bow to God. That we cannot forget the family of humanity as Sikhs on this planet, that the gift of Guru Ramdas is the gift for all.
Atal atha atol tu tera antana para varya. This is the line that explains the spirit of Jardvikala. When there is no limit for the glory, there is no limit to the bounds that the devotee can reach. And as we know that Jardvikala never stops, it continually rises, that ever-rising spirit of grace and wondrousness. And similarly, the Guru's devotee, and similarly, before the Guru, Guru Ramdas Ji became the Guru, by the grace, his graceness was exalted and lifted and elevated. And in this Shabad, the Guru is talking about no limit of that greatness, that Akal Purakh Parameshwar Waheguru Ji, the wonder.
Jinni tu sevya bhavakar, se tu the paradarya, those who serve with love are carried across the world ocean. When we do seva because somebody said we should do it, when we do it because we think we should do it, and yet we're thinking of something else, we're grumbling, then that is no seva at all. The seva, the true seva, is that when your mind is present, when your heart is present, when your love is present, and you don't care for return. You know, somebody says, well, I did this for you, you should do this for me. Jini tu sevya bhavakar, the one who serves with love, and love, where there is expectation, there is no love. So the one who serves without expectation is carried across this world ocean.
Love, lobh, kam, krodh, moh, mar kade tud sab parvarya. The human being lives on this earth with these five enemies: greed, envy, desire, anger, emotional attachment. And by the Guru's blessing, the human being can come out of this attachment. And the Khalsa, we know Khalsa soe jo kare nit jang. The Khalsa is the one who constantly, day to day, fights against the five attachments. And in this, the Guru is teaching us that even as a human being, and being on this earth, living in the human form, you are exposed to the five attachments, but you can live a sacred spiritual life, and you can live and travel this ocean of a life on this earth, even though these attachments exist, by the Guru's grace. When the Guru blesses you, you can rise above all and still continue to walk on this spiritual path as a human being.
Dana Sotera, Dana has such a Tera Pesakaria, blessed is your place. Bani Guru, Guru hai Bani, where there is the Bani, there is the Guru. Blessed is that place where the Guru dwells. And when you chant the Guru's Bani, the Guru dwells in your heart. And you become blessed, and all those around you become blessed. So chant the Guru's Bani at work. Chant it in your life. Chant it at your home. Chant it in the Gurudwara. Blessed is that place where Guru's Bani dwells. Blessed is that place where you dwell.
Nanak tu lena tu hai, gur amar tu vicharya. The light of all the gurus, the light of all human beings, the light, the jyot, is all one. And in this line, the Guru is explaining to us that that spiritual ecstasy, that exaltedness, that light of Guru Nanak existed in Guru Angad, existed in Guru Amar Das, existed in all the gurus. And the gurus were personified God on this earth, Pratakhar. And that light, despite that earthly form, continues to be the same. That jyot that we have, that candlelight, that dwells in all of us, and it dwells in all the gurus as well.
Gurudita ta manasadarya, a vision of thee brings peace to my mind. And in our lives, a vision of the Guru can come through thoughts. A vision of the Guru can come through any way that you can imagine. The Guru is there for us. So listen deeply and have faith that the Guru is there with you, and that the Guru can speak to you, and the Guru can come to you in that vision. So we'll chant this Shabad to imbibe all of this into our hearts and minds so that we can take these gifts of the